Getting set for another huge matchup in college football and previewing the big matchup of the Big 12 this week as Texas Tech and BYU get together. And we're talking with Jarrett Ramirez from Red Raiders Sports on 3, covering Texas Tech throughout the year. Jarrett, how you doing today?
I'm good, you know, just here making it through another day, and we're getting closer to Saturday, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, the anticipation of that one, I'm sure, maybe started even before, the end of, last Saturday, I suppose. I mean, how long have you kind of had your eye on this one, and maybe even just for the Big 12 perspective of getting a little national spotlight, I'm sure it's something as well that the entire league is looking forward to.
Well, I think this, when you see this game on the schedule, when it comes out, January, February, whatnot. It's one of those games where, even back then you were already kind of looking at it as the biggest game on Tech's home slate. And then, all the stuff happens with BYU and Jake Retzlaff, and nobody really knows how they're going to end up faring. And then they haven't missed a beat, and they've been even better than they were last year. And then again, it just builds up again. You're looking at it as the biggest game on the home schedule, maybe even on the schedule in general. This game and the anticipation for it has been, brewing for quite some time. And I think especially, with people connected to Tech, they're kind of looking at this game as probably the biggest game that Tech has played in 17 years since they played Texas back in 2008. So, like you said, the anticipation has been growing for this game, and it's, as we inch closer and closer, it just keeps building.
Yeah, no doubt. And I guess, maybe this could be the first of two matchups between these two. I mean, does that, take away anything from it, but maybe not take away anything from it, but for Tech, I would say it's very, very important, maybe more so than BYU. I don't know. What is your takeaway?
Well, yeah, Tech, if you want to talk about this being the first of two matchups for these two teams, I think Tech absolutely has to win this one. Not that it's impossible or that it would be impossible for them to still make it to the Big 12 championship if they lose this one, but that road just becomes significantly harder, and you need a lot more things to fall your way if that happens. So if you're really wanting to think about it as the first of two times that these two teams might play this year, Tech absolutely has to win this one just so that way they can keep controlling their own destiny. And so, BYU, they have the luxury of being able to not necessarily take a loss, but if I'm not mistaken, I think they're still the only undefeated team in the conference. So they, there's a lot more leeway for those guys, than it would be for Tech now that Tech has that loss to Arizona State on their record.
Yeah. Looking at the matchup here a little bit, right now Texas Tech is a 10-point favorite at home, which is nothing, new in terms of just the lines that Texas Tech, they've been given a lot of, they've been getting a lot of respect from Las Vegas, throughout the entire season. I thought last week's number, they were a touchdown favorite at Kansas State, and I was like, that's maybe a little high on the road, but not, it wasn't, obviously a 43-20 victory. Speak to that a little bit and kind of just the respect that Tech has been receiving from Vegas, and you never want to doubt Vegas, so I would say that they think that Texas Tech is a pretty good team.
Well, someone that I know that works in the radio space at Tech put it this way: they think that Vegas is tired of losing money to Texas Tech. they win by 23 the other day at Kansas State, and that's their smallest margin of victory this year. And so, I like many others was kind of a bit surprised that. I think I saw 9.5, 10, 10.5. It's kind of floating around that range. There's been some frustration, I think, as far as maybe kind of how the offense has come out of the gate in some of these games. But they always seem to find their groove. And like you said, they're pulling away in these games. And they beat Kansas State by 23 on the road the other day, which was – I was pretty surprised by it. So to see 10.5, I think it speaks more to how complimentary Tech has been and how their offense has been able to fire off as the game kind of progresses and they're able to pull away as those games go along.
Yeah, to your point, it was 7-0 after the first quarter, Kansas State, and 12-7 at half. And so, I'm sitting there thinking, that 7 did look about right. And then, boom, 31-13 in that second half against K-State. So, Jarrett, for those that have not maybe paid a whole lot of attention to Texas Tech this year and are going to this week, what are some notes about Texas Tech and what has made them, one of the top 10 teams in the country?
The thing that kind of... It makes me laugh the most, and especially having been covered Texas Tech for the last few years, and I've seen, I started watching Texas Tech football back in about 2012, so that was kind of around the Cliff Kingsbury when his head coaching tenure started is just the overwhelming amount of people who think Texas Tech is all offense and no defense, and that's been a complete shift this year. I think this defense is the biggest reason why this team has had as much success as they've had. And it starts with that defensive line. I think you've got two of the best edge rushers in the country in Romello Hyatt and David Bailey. I think David Bailey leads FBS in sacks this year. And so up front is really where it kind of gets started for that defense. They've got Jacob Rodriguez, who is making his case every week for being the best linebacker in the country. He just has such great instincts and just always knows where to be and where to make the plays and just has a real knack for punching the ball out. I think he's got maybe 5 or 6 forced fumbles on the year. And so for people who haven't paid attention to Texas Tech and who might still be caught up in like that Mike Leach era of just high powered offenses and things like that, you know, it's going to be a dramatic shift, you know, seeing this team. And it has been this year. And it's not to say that the offense isn't great. I think they're one of the best offenses in the Big 12 and certainly in the country as well. But when you think about what has been the main catalyst for why they're 8-1, why they're number 8 in the country, it's defensively. And I think that's the thing that has probably taken most people by surprise this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again, talking Texas Tech, BYU in Lubbock this weekend. Jarrett Ramirez from Red Raiders Sports on 3 Sports covering Texas Tech. All right, getting into the matchup here a little bit. BYU, as you have mentioned, Bear Bachmeyer has kind of been the name. He's the guy rolling around there in the number 47 at quarterback, which nobody should ever wear at quarterback. But regardless of that, I mean, this is just a fun matchup. 11 a.m. in Lubbock. What are your overall takeaways and thoughts on maybe what's could provide the difference either way?
You know, I think these two teams match up really well with each other. I think BYU, you know, their brand of football offensively is they're going to run the ball at you. They like to run with Bachmeyer. They like to run with LJ Martin, who's one of the best running backs in the Big 12, and I think he'll play. And Tex, you know, I said their defense has been really solid, and their staple has been run defense, pass rush and run defense. So I think as far as that goes, I think that's where these two teams match up really well, and that'll be my main attraction on Saturday is how does BYU get the ground game going and how does Texas Tech defend the run? I think this matchup, it bodes well for Texas Tech being at home. I think, you know, more people would have obviously preferred a night kick, but, I mean, 11 a.m. Has treated Tech well in the last few years with Joey McGuire, so I don't think they're really that concerned about it. You're seeing just the anticipation build from the fan base and the amount of people and students who are camping out for this game and camping out for College Game Day, which is going to be in town. I think BYU, you know, I went to Provo a couple years ago when Tech played BYU up there, and that environment is one of the best that I've ever seen. Mm. And so I think whenever BYU fans travel, because they travel in bunches, okay, I think whenever they come into town on Saturday, they're going to get an equally juiced up environment as they get up there in Provo, because this fan base has a team to rally around. They believe in this team, and this team has given them something to believe in. So I think it's going to be just an incredible atmosphere. It's going to be a great environment and really just kind of going to embody what college football is all about.
Yeah. The you know, this matchup, obviously, and then Texas Tech will host UCF next week before finishing at West Virginia, you know, 2 weeks after that. And, you know, you look at Texas Tech and what they've done. As you mentioned, they have had, you know, blowout victory after blowout victory. Their one loss was at Arizona State, 26-22 on October 18th. And I know there were some circumstances, you know, involving the quarterback position, some injuries there in that game. But if there was going to be a trip up and if there was a slip up, whether that's this week or one of the other two, you know, final regular season matchups, what does that look like when it comes to Texas Tech maybe not bringing their best game?
Well, and are you asking, I guess, what, like football wise, like on the field, like what would need to go wrong, or
yes,
kind
yes.
of mentality? What? Well, I think, you know, this week it'll be real big, I think, for this offense to get the ground game going early. I think they did a really good job of that last week against Kansas State, and that's something that they didn't really have the 2 weeks before that with Will Hammond as a starting quarterback. And it's just odd. You know, they get Baron Morton back last week, and just the operation of the offense just looked entirely different. I think if they can get the ground game going, I think that frees up their passing game, and I think that's where Morton can take advantage. If they struggle, and BYU has a phenomenal defense, if they struggle, I feel like that's where the offense is going to slip up a little bit. If Tech wins this game, I think you look at these last two on the schedule as should be wins, of course. I think you're a little bit more worried now about that West Virginia game, especially because it's in Morgantown and how, you know, what they did to Houston last week. If there was going to be a slip up, I don't see overconfidence being the thing with this team. I think they're well coached. I think Joey McGuire has established a good culture and has brought these guys together. I think they've handled adversity a lot better than maybe what people would have expected, because you bring in all these guys from the portal and your biggest struggle is trying to get them to be a cohesive team. They've handled adversity. They've had adversity this year. They've handled it. So you hope that overconfidence wouldn't be something that they'd have to struggle with, or that they would struggle with if they win this week. But I mean, you never know with teams these days. I think if they can get the ground game going this week, I think that's how they can get the offense going and hopefully walk out of there with the win.
Looking forward to it. Jarrett Ramirez again, Texas Tech hosting BYU, 11 a.m. kickoff there in Lubbock on Saturday. Jarrett, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it, and have fun on Saturday, all right?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.